my brothers and sisters, without working hard on forcing yourself to extinguish your anger, you are not going to be able to help yourself. You have a temper? Well, so do I. You're not working on it? Well, we do.
Most capital defendants in the United States are single-celled. They have very little contact with other people, where over time it becomes increasingly difficult for people who are in solitary confinement to retain their sanity. There's a kind of institutionalization process as one is kept in isolation on death row.
The distress will mess with your head if you let it. Having 23 hours every day to regret it. Locked down for years in total isolation. The pressure severe. From mental desperation, some investigators claim that it's inhumane, with impacts on the brain driving people insane. Explain that to the families of the victims killed, and I guarantee there won't be a tear spilled. One moment of bad judgment ruins your life. Murder committed over indignation and strife. When the tragedy ended, four people were dead, each from multiple gunshots to the head. You stood in a courtroom with no repentance, so cold the judge imposed the harshest sentence. Found guilty and convicted of ruthless hostility to a super maximum security facility. Will never be released. Can you ever adapt? And how long will it take for your mind to snap? Separated from the rest of the world for good, you give the lives back you took if you could. Waking up every morning to the same old scene. Terrible dreams and high-pitched horrible screams. Your soul's lonesome, grieved and disturbed, but society says you got what you deserve. Locked down, bars shut, locked in, going nuts. Time starts standing still, a wound that'll never heal. Small cell, living hell, could've been living well. Had to take a human life, so this is how to pay the price.
I spend 22 hours a day locked up in my cell. The other 2 hours, I'm allowed to go to recreation. This place is designed to break the human spirit and weaken the mind. Life here is one of deprivation. This is my domain.
You dread another day of the madness silence. Repercussions for cruel acts of senseless violence. Missing your mother, homesick and desperate. Devastated, feeling degraded and helpless. You send the letters home, but nobody's replying. Living behind bars at the same time dying. Oftentimes your heart's full of sorrow and weak. No one near you. No one to hear you speak. Full leaf conversations, but there's nobody else. You your own best friend, having chats with yourself. Plenty of voices in your head, fighting for expression. Fond memories and desires under constant suppression. None to sympathize with your mental decay. Abandoned by society, left to rot away. The only human contact you have is with guards. The desertions gonna worsen with unbearable odds. Locked down, bars shut, locked in, going nuts. Time starts standing still, a wound that'll never heal. Small cell, living hell, could've been living well. Had to take a human life, so this is how to pay the price.
I came in the penitentiary when I was 22 years old. You know, now I'm 40. The man talking about he want me to do 20 more years. I mean, before I even eligible for parole. So what, I'm gonna be 60 years old?
Second guessing and questioning your own sanity. Your very existence, as you know it, is vanity. Never able to make love to a woman again. Restrictions on men, hard to comprehend. Consequences of the sins that your viciousness wrought. Apart from society, just you and your thoughts. Sitting there locked up in your personal vault. Do you regret what you did, or that you got caught? The psychological assault, solitarily confined, deteriorates the mental, playing tricks on the mind. Been away from your children, your parents, your wife. Permanent mental stress for the rest of your life. Reclusive torture that'll force you to fold. You're in, you're out, getting weary and old. No more worldly pleasures, good times or laughter. All you have are your prayers and hopes of the hereafter. The distress will mess with your head if you let it. Having 23 hours every day to regret it. Locked down for years in total isolation. The pressure severe from mental desperation. Some investigators claim that it's inhumane, with impacts on the brain driving people insane. Explain that to the families of the victims killed, and I guarantee there won't be a tear spilled.
You put us in a little cage, inhumane conditions. You know, you take and put us in there for 20 years. You mean to tell me you will put me in a prison for 20 years of my life? I mean, I can't touch another female. I can't touch my kids. I can't touch my mother.
is exactly appropriate for the crimes that he committed.